家好，欢迎参加华能国际2011年中期业绩报告电话会议。下面有请我们的主持人开始介绍管理层，谢谢。
各位投资界的朋友们，在发布会开始前，请允许我简单的介绍一下出席该次会议的公司管理层。好 ，AI introduced the company today。他们分别是 AR 公司董事总经理刘国岳先生 ，The manager。
主持人好，大家好。
Mr. 刘国岳，哎，刘总你好。
哎，你好。
公司副总经理林刚先生 ，The vice president of the company Mr. 刘刚。林总你好。
主持人好，大家好。
公司总会计师周辉女士 ，The chief accountant of the company is 周辉。周总你好。
您好，大家好。
公司副总经理杜大明先生 ，The vice president of the company Mr. 杜大明。杜总你好。
你好，大家好。
公司总经济师高树林先生 ，The chief economist of the company Mr. 高树林。高总您好。
好，大家好。
公司副总经理李树清先生 ，The vice president of the company Mr. 李树清。李总您好。
大家好。
接下来刘总会先为我们回顾2011年中期业绩表现，然后是问答时间。First of all, Mr. Liu will review the business performance for the first half year of 2011 with us, followed by a Q&A session. 现在有请公司刘总介绍公司业绩表现。May we have the honor to invite Mr. Liu to present the business review. 有请刘总。
好，谢谢主持人。这个女士们、先生们，这个大家下午好。欢迎大家参加华能国际2011年中期业绩电话会议。公司的中期业绩已公布，今天通过电话会议，希望能与境内外的投资者和分析师就公司2011年中期经营情况和今年业务发展进行交流。
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to attend our conference call on interim results of 2011, which was released yesterday.Here we want to talk about the operation profile for the first half of 2011 and also the business prospect in future.
今年上半年公司克服了燃料价格高位运行、资金供应普遍趋紧和资本市场震荡下行的不利影响，以提高经济效益为中心，积极应对经营环境的变化，在安全生产、成本控制、项目开发、节能环保、资本运营等方面取得了新的进展。
During the first half of 2011, the company overcame the adverse effects arising from high fuel prices, tight money supply, and a downward movement of the capital market. The company focused on enhancing economic efficiency, actively addressed the changes in the operating environment, and achieved new developments in various aspects, including production safety, cost control, project development,energy saving and environmental protection and capital operation.
2011年上半年，按国际财务报告准则计算，公司的合并营业收入为人民币 640.54 亿元，比上年同期增长 31.11%， 归属于本公司股东的净利润为人民币 11.3 亿元，同比下降 41.48%，每股盈利为人民币 0.08 元。
Under the International Financial Reporting Standards, for the first half of this year, the company realized consolidated operating revenue of 64.054 billion RMB, increasing by 31.11% year-on-year, and the consolidated net profit attributable to shareholders of the company amounted to 1.131 billion RMB,decreasing by 41.48% year-on-year, and earnings per share was 8 cents RMB.
按照中国会计准则计算，公司的合并营业收入为人民币 640.54 亿元，比上年同期增长 31.11%, 归属于本公司股东的净利润为人民币 11.79 亿元，同比下降 41.82%,每股盈利为人民币 0.08 元。公司净利润下降的主要原因是 由于煤炭价格上涨和人民币贷款利率上升。
On China accounting standards, for the first half of this year, the company realized consolidated operating revenue of 64.054 billion RMB, increasing by 31.11% year-on-year, and the consolidated net profit attributable to shareholders of the company amounted to 1.179 billion RMB, decreasing by 41.82% year-on-year, and earnings per share was 8 cents RMB. The decrease in net profit was mainly due to the increase of fuel prices and the increase of interest rates of RMB borrowings.
下半年公司将继续加强安全生产管理，确保机组安全稳定经济运行，加大营销工作力度，在确保发电效益最大化的前提下，力争超额完成公司全年发电量任务，深化燃料管理工作，千方百计保证燃料安全稳定有效供应，进一步提高重点合同兑现率，加大煤炭掺烧掺配力度，有效控制燃料采购成本，积极开展能耗指标的精细化管理和机组优化运行，进一步提高能耗指标水平，加大减排力度，不断提高环保设备的投运率和综合效率，积极应对严峻的融资环境，努力拓宽融资渠道，为公司经营发展提供资金保障，积极推进项目前期工作，以电力十二五发展规划为主线，进一步优化发展结构，调整布局，强化基本建设管理，确保新投产机组安全稳定经济运行，达到节能环保型机组的要求，为公司增加新的效益。
For the second half of this year, the company will continue to strengthen safe production and management and ensure the safe, stable, and economical operation of generating units, and to enforce marketing efforts to exceed the whole year's power generation target on the basis of ensuring maximization of the benefits of power generation, to improve fuel management work and make every effort to ensure a safe, stable, and effective fuel supply, to reach the key contract fulfillment rate, strengthen blending and mixed burning and effectively control fuel purchase costs, to strengthen the management of energy consumption indicators, actively promote refined management of energy consumption indicators, and optimize the operation of generating units, and further raise the level of energy consumption indicators, to strengthen emissions reduction and continuously enhance the commissioning rate and overall efficiency of the environmental protection facilities, to actively cope with the severe financial environment, and strive to explore financing channels in order to ensure capital sufficiency for the operation and development of the company, to actively push forward preliminary work of projects, to further optimize power structure and adjust the development of by making use of the 12th Five-Year Plan of Power Development, and strengthen infrastructure management and ensure the safe, stable, and economical operation of new generating units in order to attain the requirement for energy-saving and environmental-friendly generating units.
下面的时间，我和我的同事愿意回答各位的提问。谢谢大家，再次感谢大家参加今天的业绩电话会。
Well, next we come to the Q&A, and we're glad to answer your question, and thanks for your attending the conference call.
大家好，下面是问答环节。如需提问，请在话机上按新一键等候，先按下键再按一，谢谢。第一位提问者是 Daniel Huang， 来自 SWS Research。 你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
喂，管理层可以听得到吗？
听得到，说吧。
哎，你好你好，我是那个声音万国的黄哲，然后这边有几个问题可能是需要跟管理层请教一下。就是这边我们看到大势能源，新加坡大势能源今年上半年它的一个整个 revenue 的一个非常的高，所以就是想请问一下管理层，这个大势能源的这个售电的价格和它的一个燃料成本能不能稍微披露一下？然后 就是再谈到就是我们国内电厂的这个标煤单价和合同的兑现率是否方便透露一下。然后第三个问题是主要是我们去年就是今年四月份其实是进行了一个电价调整，调整还有包括了一个去年一个整个10年的一个电价的小幅上调，这部分的这个资金是从电网返回的这部分资金，我们什么时候是计入到会计账目当中，是否是已经在今年的这个上半年的一个业绩当中已经体现出来了。最后一个问题就是说我们发现就是今年我们的一个贷款规模增长的还是比较快的，管理层这边是否能稍微披露一下就是这部分贷款增长主要是长期还是短期的，以及它的一个贷款的利率大概是多少。就是这几个问题，谢谢。
Well, I have four questions. First is I noticed that for the first half of a year of the trust power, you have a very high growth rate of the revenue. And could you please provide the detail about the tariff level for the trust power and also the fuel cost of the trust power for the first half of this year? And the second one is, could you please provide us the fulfillment rate on the contract call for the first half of the year? And the third question is, we noticed that in April, the NDRC has adjusted the tariff up, and also this policy is applied to the whole year of 2010. So how do you handle this in the accounting policy? And the fourth question is, we noticed that your load scale is increased a lot for this first half of this year. Could you please provide the detail of the structure of the loan and also the interest rate for this loan? Thank you.
你提的这四个问题呢，下面请公司的周辉总会计师做一回答。
我先回答你的第一个问题，关于大市的上半年的经营业绩。那个新加坡呢，上半年应该说这个电力市场的需求呢，跟去年同期基本相近，增长的幅度很小，只有0.09%。这个但是呢，大市我们的收入呢，增长了40.67%。这个主要的原因呢，是因为第一个呢，是我们这个大市电厂的机组性能比较好，保持了这个安全生产的安全稳定这个发电。那么另外一个呢，就优化了市场的竞价策略。在这个其他的电厂检修的时候，我们争取呢就是多发电，而且呢都是这个因为竞价策略好，所以电价呢比较高。那么你刚才问到的这个综合电价呢，我们是1104.3亿元每千千瓦时，这个比去年同期呢增长了17.2%。
Well, for the first question, talk about the trust power. Actually, for Singapore, the market demand is stable to similar to that of last year.And the demand increased year on year about 0.09%. And for the trust power's revenue, it increased about 40.67% year on year. And this is mainly due to our good quality of our generating units in the trust power plant. And also we maximize and optimize our bidding policy during the first half of this year. And to achieve the higher tariff level to about 1,104.31 RMB per megawatt hours and increased about 17.7% year on year.
那么大市的单位燃料成本呢是737.94每千千瓦时，这个比去年同期增长了11.9%。那么电价解掉单位燃料成本以后的边际贡献，这个一一年上半年是294.12，这个同比去年增长了33%。
And the unit fuel cost for the trust power in the first half of this year was 737.94 RMB per megawatt hours, and increased about 11.9% year on year. And the black margin for this is around 294.2 RMB per megawatt hour, and this is increased about 33%.
第二个问题呢，就是关于这个10年的追溯电价。 折数跌价呢，今年一共取得了是这个10年是4.87亿，这个已经全部记录了上半年的业绩。
And also for the retrospective tariff hike for the whole year of 2010, this brings us net revenue about 487 million RMB, and also this is accounted into the first half of this year.
第三个问题，您问的是关于这个贷款规模，这个。我们目前这个贷款呢是这个在去年的基础上呢有所增长，那么这个目前的贷款总额呢是1648亿人民币，这个其中人民币贷款呢是1424亿。那么目前的贷款呢，我们基本上也是有一个这个期限的匹配的。那么有一部分是一年期，大概占了30%。那么3到5年，目前呢是占到了40%的水平，5年期以上的这个就是30%。
And about the loan for this year, sure, for the first half our loan scale is increased, and our total loan scale for the first half of this year is around 164.8 billion RMB.And among this, about 142.4 billion RMB for the RMB borrowings, loans. And for the term of the loan, the structure is as for the first half of this year is about 30% for the 1 year's loan and 40% for 3 to 5 years and 30% for more than five years.
喂，周总。喂，周总。
喂，
那个，
哎，您说。
还有一个就是，刚刚一个问题是国内的一个高煤单价和我们一个合同的兑现率，能不能也方便透露一下
？And also about question about the
高煤单价，重点合同兑现率。
Also about the question about the contract coal fulfillment rate and also the standard coal price.
这个上半年重点合同的兑现率是84%。这个标煤的单价，除税标煤单价是844.11，同比去年增长了9.55%。
About the fulfillment rate for the first half of this year, it is 84%, and the standard coal price excluding the tax is 844.11 RMB per ton, and increased about 9.55%.
单位燃料成本263.7，同比增长8.35%。
The unit fuel cost for the domestic is 263.7 RMB per ton, per megawatt hour, and increased 8.35%。
好，谢谢管理层。
下一位提问者是来自招商证券的彭全刚，您好，您可以问答了，谢谢。
喂。哎，那个各位领导，我请问一下，因为刚才有一段那个 operator 在跟我说话，我没听清楚，就是电价追溯调整这部分，在这个二季度贡献的那个收入能有多少啊？
4.87亿。
哦，4.87亿。那我想问一下，就是说。咱们实际上就是归属的那个，就是上半年归属的净利润是11.8亿，然后扣除非经常损益的这个是10.6亿，这中间这个非经常损益是在哪是不是这个电价调整的这块的收入是吧？
不是。
啊。
但扣掉的是这个，我们有一块燃料有一块账户补贴。
哦。那就是说我想了解的就是，其实比如这个二季度像电价追溯的调整4.87亿，然后呢深圳能源贡献的投资收益1.24亿，水电呢1.4亿，然后大势能源可能贡献，大势能源贡献的这个净利润能有多少？
7.06亿。
哦，7.06亿。就是说这个是不是就是扣除掉这些收入之后，然后总体上我们火电的这个经营上面实际上还是亏损的，应该说是吧？
Well, I'll answer your questions. For the whole year of 2010's tariff adjustment, the revenue was accounted in the first half of this year's revenue, and also the non-recurring operating revenue was excluding of the non-recurring operating revenue was the subsidy from the government, and not including the retrospective of the tariff hike for the whole year of 2010. And also, the latest question of you from Merchant Securities is about the trust powers net profit contribution to the company. So could you please talk about whether the domestic coal-fired business is still making loss, excluding the trust powers contribution?
Okay, 继续问了是吧？你问吧，问问啊，问问题吧。就是说，我们大概算一下，就是如果扣除掉这些，就上面我说的这些，包括深圳能源、四川水电、大势能源，还有这个追溯调整的电价这块，那么其实把我们的火电总体算在一起来讲，应该是亏损的，是吧？
My question is, excluding the investment gain and also the trust powers contribution of net profit and also the one-off gain from the tariff hike, so in this way, the company is making loss. Is that right?
这个数字你已经算得很清楚了，但是我要告诉你的呢是，这个我们有38家电厂，有盈利的电厂，有亏损的电厂，那么亏损面还是比较大，42%。
哦。
And we, you can make the calculation by the financial statements, and we have 38 totally power plants, and about 42% of our power plants making loss.
好，那个我想问一下，就是像玉环电厂，它那个利润能有净利润能有多少？然后它煤价多少？然后还有这个上海就是石洞口电厂，它就是有石洞口一厂和二厂嘛，它那个是不是盈利？然后煤价是多少？
And also, could you talk about the profit, profitability, and also the coal price for the Zhejiang Yuhuan power plant, also the Shidongkou, the two Shidongkou power plants in Shanghai?
玉环电厂，我们的盈利是518。
For Yuhuan power plant. Its profit for the first half of the year is 580 million RMB.
这个石洞口一厂、二厂的加起来盈利是315。
And for 石洞口one and 石洞口 two, the total net profit was 350 million RMB.
那个他们的煤价现在是多能有多高
啊 ？What about the coal price?
我告诉你一个除税标煤单价。
好，谢谢。
石洞口二厂830，这个石洞口一厂908，玉环电厂926。
I'm gonna give you the standard coal price for 玉环。It was 926 RMB per ton, and from Shidongkou first, 908 RMB per ton, and Shidongkou two, 830 RMB per ton.
这个是不含税的标煤单价。
This is not including the tax.
好，那个我请问一下，就是说，因为现在就是咱们利润是同比还是下降的嘛，但是收入啊还有发电量都是大幅增长的，就是说在这种情况下我们是是就是说从主观上就还是希望比较快的发展呢，还是说就是为了满足用电就是国家的这个需求这种被动的在发展？那么因为咱们也是去年年底的时候也增发了，就是增发价5.57嘛，如果扣掉那个 扣掉这个分红之后，那个也还是5.37块。那么现在的价格差不多是4.5块。那么就是说我们有就是有哪些方式来这个提高这个盈利，然后能够让这个投资者能够有这个就是正的收益呢？
Well, we noticed that for last year and the first half of this year, we noticed that your total revenue increased a lot, but the net profit decreased. Could you please explain this, whether this is due to the company's initiative development hope, or it is the passive, just the company is forced by the government to satisfy the power demand. And also we noticed that currently the capital market is not so good, and your stock price is only around 4.5 RMB per share, and this is lower than the new share issue price, about 5.57 RMB per share. So we want to know that the company, how to improve the profitability in the coming years.
从我回答一下这个问题啊，从这个公司的发展角度来讲啊，电力呢作为一个没有差异化的一个产品，应该说市场份额这个是非常重要的啊，所以公司呢还是坚持呢继续做好我们的火电主业的发展啊，发展的思路呢还是在公司沿海沿江，公司有区域优势的地区啊，建设一些大型化的啊低能耗的环保高效的这个火电机组啊，以便发挥公司规模化的啊专业化的一个经营的优势啊，但是发展的前提啊，一是公司的发展的这个战略，另外还是国家有关部门的核准啊，特别是在经济发达地区啊，现在在进一步的发展火电可能受方方面面的一些限制。
Well, for company's policy, we know that the power industry is no difference between the different companies. And for the first consideration, we are going to focusing on the power market share in China. And also we're going to focusing on our coal-fired business because we have advantage in this sector. And also we want to continue to optimize our advantage in the coastal region of China to develop the coal-fired projects. And also we are going to develop the large-scale low energy consumption power generating units to show our advantage in this area. And also, of course, this has a premise about two aspects. First is the strategy, development strategy for the future of the company. And also, we have to get the approval from the government. We may know that currently in the developed regions, especially in the coastal regions, there is restrictions from the government about the new project's approval.
今年公司呢，从运营层面讲，公司今年上半年应该说机组这个安全稳定运行啊，收入呢也同比增长了31.1%啊，应该说这个生产的能力是得到了充分的发挥啊。主要的原因，效益下降的主要原因还是煤炭价格的上涨啊。虽然这次电价呢部分地区电价做了一些补偿性的一些调整，但是远远低于啊燃料上涨的这个幅度啊。所以说公司呢为了进一步改善运营效率的目前的措施啊，还是一是多发电量啊，这个二是呢尽可能的啊这个控制煤价啊，第三呢能够争取一些啊提高效益的一些政策。
Well, for the first half of this year, we noted that our generating unit is operated in a stable and safety way, and this is the full show of our capacity and the advantage of our units. But we can see that the net profit decreased. This is just due to the coal price increase. And although there is a tariff hike for the first half of this year and the whole year of 2010, but it is not enough to cover the coal price increase. So currently we're taking some measures. First is to increase our power generation for the whole year, and also to take some efforts and measures to control the coal price, and also find some other measures to improve our profitability.
好，我没有问题了，谢谢各位领导。
大家好，由于时间关系，请每位参会者只提三个问题，如需提问，请在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键，再按一，谢谢。下一位提问者是来自花旗银行的刘显达，您好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
哎，你好，管理层啊、我是刘显达，花旗银行的，我想请教管理层呢，我们上半年用原煤量用了多少？有多少是从那个合同，多少从那个现货来的？第二个问题是，上半年的那个合同现货煤价跟那个跟那个跟那个市场煤市场煤价分别是多少？好，谢谢。
Well, I'm coming from the city. I have two questions. First is, could you please provide us your coal consumption amount for the first half of this year, and also the structure of the consumption about the contract and also the spot. For the second question is, for the first half of this year, could you please talk about the price of the contract coal and the spot market coal?
这个问题是关于煤炭的一个总量，还有合同煤啊计划外的比例。还有从华能系统内供应煤炭的这个情况，这个问题呢，请公司的李树清副总经理来回答。
我来回答这个问题。今年上半年啊，公司的整个的原煤的进口那个采购量呢是7010万吨，它总个的比例啊是重点合同占了42%，我们市场采购占了58%。
For the first half of this year, we totally purchased about 70.1 million tons, and among this, 42% coming from contract coal and 58% from the spot market.
其中的重点合同的价格是583块，市场采购的价格是662块。
And for the price, about 583 RMB per ton for the contract and 662 RMB per ton for spot market.
管理层啊，那我有一个跟进的问题，就是那下半年我们来煤的情况，这个合同跟现货那个42%跟58%上半年那个比例，下半年你们预期也是差不多，还是会有些变化的？
And also the following question is about the in the structure of your coal purchase, and could you please talk about the trend of the second half of this year about whether this structure will maintain or it will change?
我们的预期啊，就是下半年就看整个的国家的整个电力发电的整个的形势，从燃料这个比例来看呢，基本上是按照这个水平。
We think, according to the current situation in the power market and also the fuel market, we believe in the second half of this year, this structure can be maintained.
好，谢谢管理长。
下一位提问者是来自 CICC 的陈君华，您好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
谢谢管理层。管理层您好，我是来自中金的陈俊华。我想有两个问题。第一个就是前面我们提到的，我们把上半年的利润报表拆开之后，发现二季度的盈利利润率的情况比一季度显著改善了。我想问一下这个情况，利润率改善的主要原因，就是因为前面周总提到的是因为这个电价的追溯的返还给我们的原因造成的，还是说一二季度的标煤单价发生了一个比较大的变化？所以我想知道一二季度标煤单价的情况是怎么样。还有就是这个电价的追溯调整，那么是不是全部都已经，就是说这个追溯调整的部分全部都计算在二季度了，今后我们就没有了。然后第二个问题就是说，我们上半年的燃料总费用大概是429亿元，那么有多少是来自于国内的，多少是新加坡大势能源的？那第三个问题就是说，我们的那个电量的情况，因为我们现在二季度的话电量持续表现不错，我想问一下管理层对于三季度整个的电量发电趋势是怎么看待的？谢谢。
那说一下那个第二个问题是什么具体的第二个问题？
第二个就是我们的燃料 因为我看到我们就是在利润报表当中燃料是记的一个总的费用嘛，我就想问一下这个燃料的总费用多少是来自于国内的这些电厂的，那新加坡大势能源的这一部分是又是多少？
Well, I'm coming from CSCC. I have three questions. First is, could you please talk about the, for the first half year, we noticed that your net profit in the second quarter is greatly increased, more than the first quarter. Could you please talk about the reason for this? Is it due to the retrospective of the tariff hike or any other reason, such as the standard coal price difference between the two quarters? And also, could you please talk about whether this retrospective tariff hike is wholly accounted in the first half of this year, or is there any room in the future to be accounted in the future? And the second question is, we noticed that your total fuel is more than 40 billion RMB in the first half of this year. Could you talk about the detail about the breakdown is about the domestic and the trust powers fuel cost? And the third question is, we noticed that the first half of this year, your power generation is increased a lot. Could you please talk about the trend for the third quarter of power generation?
你知道你提的这三个问题，我想关于前面的利润啊、电价这些财务问题呢，请周辉总会计师回答一下。关于这个电量的情况呢，下面请树林这个总经济师来回答一下。
这个二季度业绩高好于一季度的主要原因，就是因为刚才讲的4.87亿这个2010年的追溯电价全部记录了二季度的利润。第二个问题呢，关于你问的这个2011年一二季度的标煤代价，一季度是835.59块，二季度是862.42块。
And for the reason of the great performance of the second quarter's net profit is mainly due to the retrospective tariff hike for the whole years of 2010. This brings the net revenue about 487 million RMB. And for the standard coal price, for the first quarter is 835.59 RMB per ton, and for the second quarter, it was 862.42 RMB per ton.
这个上半年总的燃料成本是428.85亿，其中国内的是385.96亿，大势能源42.9亿。
For the total fuel cost for the first half of this year is 42.885 billion RMB. Among this, about 38.556 billion RMB for the domestic and 4.29 billion RMB for trust power.
关于三季度这个电量的这种情况，我来回答一下。这个公司在上半年呢，应该说在电力市场的这个整个电力需求比较旺盛的情况下呢，发电量增长比较快，达到了28.5%。那么进入到三季度以后呢，应该说我们从目前的需求和走势上看呢，这个增率有可能要下降，但是实际上总量还是要增加的。我们判断三季度的发电量要比二季度从总量上讲还要有所增加。
For the power generation, for the first half of this year, our power generation increased a lot, about 28.5% year on year. And for the third quarter, according to the current situation of the power market, maybe the growth rate will slow down, but the exact amount of the power generation will increase compared to that of the second quarter.
哦，谢谢管理层，我的问题完了。
下一位提问者是来自梅林证券的王小斌，你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
哎，管理层你们好，我这里有三个问题啊。第一个问题是，可不可以把你们那个总的收入给我一个明细，就比如说有多少是来自那种调价收入，多少是电力，多少是热力的，这样给我一个明细可以吗？ 然后另外还想问一下，就是那个新加坡大势能源，它那个在上半年的总的那个经营现金流是多少？第二个问题是想问一下，就是有关你们上半年这个effective tax rate 啊，好像挺高的，差不多是31%，所以想问一下，主要是什么原因造成的？还有就是今年全年的话，差不多你们预测全年这样一个所得税率大概有多少？最后问题想问一下，就是你们今年的那个分红比例大概有多少呀？谢谢。
第四个问题是什么？
就是那个 dividend payout ratio。
Well, I have four questions. First, could you please provide the breakdown of your total revenue? For example, the amount of coming from the power sold and also the heat sold. And the second question is, could you please provide us the total operating cash flow for Tuas Power? And the third question is, we noticed that your effective tax rate for the first half of this year is around 31%. Could you please talk about the detail about this? And also, is this the trend for the whole year, or is there any other change? And the fourth question is, could you please talk about your dividend payout policy?
下面这个问题还是请公司的周辉总会计师来回答。
这个关于这个营业收入呢，这个收入里头，这个有一个电热收入是529亿，非电收入是9.37亿。
For the total revenue, about 25.9 billion RMB coming from the power and the heat show, and the others around 937 RMB.
那么这个是境内的这部分的这个一个比例，境外全部是售电收入。
And this is for the domestic revenue, and the overseas, well, for the tourist power's operating revenue is coming from the power sold.
哎，周总，请问您这五百二十九亿是包括了您刚才提到那笔调电价的收入了吗？就4.87亿那笔是吗？
包括了。
哦，那这里边热力收入是多少呀？
热，你要把这个电和热分开是吧？这个我们要具体看一下账，我暂时还没这个数。
哦，好，那
要到账上去分去，哎。
Sorry for a correction about the revenue from the power sold and heat sold. It total was about 52.9 billion RMB.
你的第二个问题是大势能源的现金流，大势能源这个 EBITDA 是15.34亿，同比去年增长了76%。
And for the tourist company, its EBITDA for the first half of this year is 1.534 billion RMB, increased 64% year on year.
有那个经营现金流吗？就是那个大势能源的经营现金流有吗？
大势能源我们一般都是按照 EBITDA 来算，不按照这个国内的现金流量表算。如果你要算，我们还得重新再算一个。
If one, we may make the calculation about the operating cash flow in the following days.
你的第三个问题问的是不是税率是吧？
对，有效所得税税率。
有效的所得税税率呢？这个现在是都是这个按照法定的税率，全资电厂，那么我们今年是20%，明年就到了25%，因为境内外现在都是5年以后都统一，那么控股电厂目前就是25%。
For the tax rate, and this year is 22% for the wholly owned, and 25% for the subsidiaries, and also the 25% for next year's for the wholly owned power plants, and 25% for the subsidiaries.
但是我看那个公司好像今年就有效所得税税率是31%吧，是不是因为
你这个可能只是简单的按照合并报表的所得税去除上一个这个盈利算出来的，
对
吧？但是实际上我们在交税的过程当中是按法定的税率来算，那么之所以在合并报表当中表现为这个形式呢，这是有一定的原因， 一个呢是因为去年我们大市有一个新的投资，按照大市的税法呢，投资额的30%可以抵税，抵掉了1900万的人民币，那么今年就没有可抵的项目。另外一个呢，这个去年我们采购国产设备，然后抵扣所得税呢，在国内抵了1.4亿，那么今年因为这个利润少，所得就交的所得税少，所以可抵扣的额度呢有限，只抵了400万。所以呢，就这样呢，你可以看起来2010年和2011年的中期报表税率相差很大，但是从交税的这个角度来看，法定的税率是一样的。
我如果按全年来看的话，您全年就是这个全公司有效所得税税率是会比这个水平稍微下降一点，还是维持在这个水平呢？
我们交税我刚才讲了，但是按照法定税率来交，至于实际的情况还要看下半年的经营情况来看。
好，对，我打断一下，因为我还有一个其他另外一个会议要参加，所以下来的这个分析会呢就请周辉总会计师主持啊，也再次感谢大家参加今天会议啊，也希望各位这个继续关注华能，支持华能。好，谢谢主持人，谢谢各位分析员。
Because Mr. Liu, the president of the company, have another meeting, have to go. So thanks for your attending to the conference call, and we hope that you can continue to focus on our conference call in the future. Thank you. In the following meeting, Mr. Zhou, the chief accountant of the company, will hold the meeting. And also, I talk about the effective tax rate for the question about coming from Merrill Lynch. And because for the last year we have deduction item, and this year we don't have so much deduction item, so in calculation this may have difference between the 2 years effective tax rate.
最后一个问题是有关那个股息政策的，今年的股息政策。
And what about the dividend payout policy for this year?
公司一直采用积极平稳稳定的这个派息政策，这个政策没有变过。
And our dividend policy is always stable and proactive and balanced in the past few years, and we will maintain this policy in the future.
好的，谢谢管理层。
下一位提问者是来自 Sanford Bernstein 的 Alex Liang。您好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
哎，你好，我是 Sanford Bernstein 的梁成章，我有三条问题。第一条问题就是想知道你们为什么还想提高你们下半年的发电量呢？因为现在的煤炭的价格还高的，提高你们的发电量不会恶化你们现在亏损的电厂吗？第二条问题就是想知道你们觉得这个发电行业的经营环境什么时候才会见到更明显的改善呢？要等有更多的电价的调整，还是要等这个煤炭的价格下跌才会改善？第三条问题就是最近这个中国电力公司他们售卖了一些他们的电厂的股权，你们有没有考虑做一样的？谢谢。
Well, I have three questions. First is, currently, according to the current situation of the power plant, and why the company is still going to increase your investment in the power project? And the second question is, could you please talk about?
不是投资，是为什么要提高你们下半年的发电量？
Why do you want to increase your power generation in the second half of this year? And then the second question is, could you please talk about when the power market and the power sector can improve their profitability? Is it depend on the tariff hike or the coal price decrease? The third question is, just the recent days, the China Power International had sold their two power plant stake, and do you have any similar plan?
对，我先来回答你第一个问题和第三个问题。第二个问题一会儿由我们的总经济师高总来回答。 关于为什么下半年还要多发电量，因为到目前为止尽管煤价处在一个高位运行的状态，但是我们的售电的这个边际贡献还是正的，那么这样呢多发电量就有利于提高我们的这个盈利能力。第三个问题呢，关于出售股权，公司目前还没有这个计划。
Well, firstly, we increased our power generation because although currently the coal price is increasing, it's very high, but we have marginal profit. So increasing our power generation can improving our profit amount. And about the selling of the power plant stake, currently we don't have any kind of plan.
这个关于经营环境的改善情况，作为发电的企业来讲呢，一直是在和国家的一些相关部门这个提出我们经营方面的一些诉求，包括电价的调整，包括对煤价的控制。那么这些诉求呢，也都得到国家相关主管部门的一些这个重视。对于煤价的控制呢，对于重点煤的合同兑现率。对于煤价的控制，这个发改委呢也有文件，这个来要求和约束。对于电价方面呢，那么近期包括去年的下半年，也有一些关于这个规范，电价规范这个一些这个电网市场行为的这样一些要求。所以我们认为呢，这个经营环境目前来讲，国家是很重视的，而且呢，对于真正改善经营环境的话，还是期望在电价调整和煤价控制上。
About the improving the power sector situation, we also for the past few years we also applying for the NERC and the relevant authorities in terms of the tariff hike and the controlling of the coal price, and also the government has responded to us of our application.And also have corresponding measures to control the coal price, and also some normative measures to normalize the power market. So in the future, we do believe that the tariff hike and also the coal price controlling is still the major measures to improve the power market situation.
好，谢谢。
下一位提问者是来自国泰君安的吴义昌，你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
好，谢谢。我有三个问题，第一个我想问一下，二季度与上半年公司的境内的那个平均上网电价是多少？然后第二个问题是想问一下，今年下半年与2012年的资本开支的计划是怎么样？其中是关于收购。以及自有项目的建设各是多少？然后第三个问题是想问一下关于脱销的一些问题，是公司目前的脱销设备的安装率、投运率分别是多少？然后公司有没有测算过，如果要达到100%覆盖的话，还需要投入多少资金？然后那个脱销的运营成本会在单位售电上增加多少成本？谢谢。
I have three questions.First is about, could you talk about your average on-grid tariff level for the second quarter and the first half of this year? And the second question is, could you please talk about your CapEx level for the second half of this year and also that of 2012? Also, could you please provide the detail about this CapEx, including how much was assigned to the acquisition and how much will be...assigned to the self-construction project. And the third question is, could you talk about your denitrification facilities? If you equipped about 100% of your generation units with the denitrification equipment, how much investment will you have to make? And also, how much cost increase?For the denitrification facilities.
对，我先回答你第一个问题，一会第二个问题呢由我们这个杜大明副总来回答。第三个关于脱销设备，由我们林刚副总来回答。这个关于这个一季度、二季度的这个电价呢， 一季度海水平均价是414.9元，二季度是440.18元，上半年平均是427.71元。
For the average tariff, for the first quarter is 414.99 RMB per megawatt hour, and for second quarter it was 440.18 RMB per megawatt hour, and for the first half of this year it was 427.71 RMB per megawatt hour.
这个电价是含税电价是吧？刚才没有听清楚。
含税的。
This power tariff level is including the tax.
回答你第二个问题，下半年公司的基建和更改项目的资本支出预期是110亿元，2012年呢预计是200亿元。
For the capex, for the second half of this year, it will be around 11 billion RMB, and for 2012, it will be 20 billion RMB.
请问有没有收购的数字啊？
收购的数字呢？没有披露，就是没有。
Currently there is no investment and capex for the acquisition.
关于这个脱销的情况呢，我用两句话来解释。一个呢，就是新机投产的机组都100%的脱销，都投运。另外呢，到2011年上半年为止呢，股份公司呢以投运的脱销机组一共30台，是1859万的容量，占整个的容量的30%啊。另外呢，现在呢正在实施脱销改造的机组还是有12台，公司预计呢在140前全部完成其余机组的脱销改造。
Currently, our 100% of our newly generating units has to be equipped with the denitrification equipment, and for the first half of this year we already have 30 generating units equipped with these facilities, with the capacity totally around 18,590 megawatts, and this is around 30% of our total capacity. And also currently we have 12 units under construction.And our target is before 2014, our 100% of our generating units will be equipped with these facilities.
有没有相关的金额，就是投入的资金的一个数，或者是那个每度电的一个运营成本的一个数？
Is there any unit cost for the denitrification equipment?
现在还没有特别确切的脱销的成本，因为它这个机组啊，根据容量，包括根据脱销的形式不一样，成本变化比较大啊。
Currently there is no detail about the unit cost of these facilities because of it varies a lot according to the capacities.
好的，谢谢。
下一位提问者是来自戴华的 David Dai， 你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
哎，管理层你好，我想请教一下，我们可不可以提供一下这个四五六月，包括这个七月份，如果可以的话，这个就是我们的那个月度的单料燃料成本，然后。第二个问题就是说，因为我们那个新加坡大市上半年表现非常好，然后按我们现在就比如说七八月的这个运行情况来看，这个下半年不知道管理层的展望是如何，谢谢。
And I have two questions. First is, could you provide us the monthly unit fuel cost for the April, May, and June, and July? And also, the second question is, we noticed in the first half of this year, Tuas Power made a great performance in terms of the operating. And could you please talk about the performance of Tuas Power in the second half of this year?
这个关于这个每月的单位燃料成本，公司肯定是有，但是作为我们披露来说呢，目前都是按季披露，没有按月披露过。这个如果你这个尤其是七月份，因为现在还没有公告，这个更不能给你。如果你对这个四五六月三个月有需要的话呢，我们这个你下来以后，我们再给你沟通。
We didn't disclose the monthly unit fuel cost figure in the past year. So, if you want, we can in the coming days we can email communication about these figures.
这个大市这个目前的经营上半年的经营情况呢，已经超过了我们的原来这个预期的水平。那么从目前的情况来看，这个七八九这个三季度应该情况还是不错。那么这个四季度呢，这个要到时候再看了。一般情况呢，可能电量可能会比三季度有所下降。
Well, surely our Tuas Power's performance is more than our expectations in the first half of this year, and we believe in the third quarter it will also make great performance. About the fourth quarter, generally. The power generation of the fourth quarter is lower than that of the third quarter.
下一位提问者是来自 UBS 的彭宇潇，您好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
管理层你们好，我有两个问题，一个是关于新加坡大势能源，它上半年的电量大概是多少？然后我们那个市场份额增加了两个百分点左右，到26.7%，这个高的市场份额是不是说在下半年或者明后年可以就是维持这样高的市场份额的？另外就说为什么我们就除了这个汇率的这个就是新加坡新币升值以外，还有没有其他原因导致我们这个边际利润能够同比上涨33%？这是一个问题。另外一个问题是关于我们在燃气发电方面的策略，想问一下公司上海 CCGT 和江苏金陵的气电现在的利润情况怎么样？然后我们在就是燃气发电这方面今后的发展策略又如何？而且我们北京的那个燃气电厂大概的投产时间有没有一个就是更新？谢谢。
Actually, I have three questions. First is about, could you please talk about the power generation for the first half of this year, about the Tuas Power? We also noticed that the power generation for the first half of this year for Tuas Power, its market share is about 26.7%. Is it will be maintained in the second half of this year and also in the next year? And the second one is about your marginal rate, about marginal profit about 33%. This is just because of the appreciation of the Singapore dollar, and or is there any reasons? The third question is about the CCGT in Shanghai and Jinling in Jiangsu province. Could you please provide us the profitability for these two power plants? And also, when the Beijing cogeneration power plants will put into operation? And also, could you please talk about your strategy of the gas-fired power plants in the future?
新加坡上半年的电量59.72亿千瓦时，同比增幅是9.7%。
For the first half of this year, Tuas Power's power generation was 5.972 billion kilowatt hours, and increased 9.7% year on year.
这个新加坡边际供销高的主要原因是因为这个我刚才讲了，我们的这个竞价策略采取的比较好，所以在这个别的电厂检修的时候，我们是多发电。那么它这个新加坡的这个有45%的电量是通过竞价来销售的，所以竞价电价比较高。这样呢，因为电价高，所以呢边际供销也高。
For the higher marginal profit contribution of Singapore's Tuas Power. I mentioned right now that we have advantage in the bidding policy in the first half of this year, and we get we get a better situation in the power tariff level. And you know that 45% of power consumption is sold through the bidding in Singapore market. So we have the advantage in this way. So as the higher marginal profit rate.
关于燃机的淘汰时上这个北京高碑店燃机的淘汰时间以及这个策略方面，由林总来回答。
在十二五期间啊，这个公司呢将进一步加大燃机的规模的建设速度。一呢是为了提升公司的效益能力，第二呢是规避燃料的风险。在今年呢，北京高碑店二期923000瓦的燃机项目会如期投产，在今年年底供热期间啊如期投产。
And for our gas-fired policy, and in the future we will enhance our development and investment in a gas-fired project. The reason is to improve our efficiency and profitability, and the second is to reverse the risk of the fuel price volatility. And for our Beijing's coal generation, it will be put into operation by the end of this year.
所以那个上海 CCGT 和金陵电厂的那个现在利润情况怎么样啊？
What about the profitability of the CCGT in the two power plants in Shanghai and Jinling?
这两个这个燃气电厂效益不错。这个南京这个上半年，金陵燃气上半年是1.29亿的净利润，这个上海燃气是8400万净利润。
这去年的
For the profit of Jinling for the first half of this year is 129 million RMB.And for Shanghai, the profit was 84 million RMB.
所以还想问一下，就是去年天然气电那个气价上涨之后，这两个厂的这个电价是不是及时的能顺出去？就是它那个电价联动机制是不是比较成熟？另外一个是说想问一下，我们大势电厂的就是这个与其他的电厂相比的优势是在哪里？就是我们那个竞价策略为什么就能比就是其他的这个公司好呢？然后我们这个高一点的这个边际利润，在今后是说一个可持续性的就是一个竞争优势吗？谢谢。
Also about the gas fired. We know that the for the first half of this year the gas.Price is increased, and whether the tariff for the gas-fired power plant is increased or any subsidy for this. And the second question is, could you please talk about the Truss Power's advantage? Why we have the advantage in the bidding policy in the market? Is this higher margin profit contribution will be maintained in the future?
对，先由高总回答你第一个问题。
关于天然气这个价格上涨之后啊，这个天然气发电的电价呢也同时做了相应的调整。那么上海和金陵两个厂的电价呢都调整了3分6厘钱。
Well, tariff level for the gas-fired power plants is increased when the gas price increased. For our power plants in Shanghai and Jinling, its tariff level increased 3.6 cents.per kilowatt hour.
关于这个大势能源的这个效益的问题呢，我想这之所以你刚才问他为什么竞价策略好，这一个呢，我刚才讲了，首先是我们的机组这个设备比较新，性能好，需要发电的时候能够发得出来。
For the Truss Power's advantage, for the first is we have a good quality equipment for Truss Power Company.
我们大势能源的机组呢，基本上是没有飞停。
We don't have the accident. We don't have stop our generation units by the accident.
另外一个呢，因为是在竞价的市场里头，所以你要报好价呢，首先要了解这个市场的需求情况。另外呢，也需要对竞争对手的这个机组的情况有所了解。那么这方面呢，大势能源呢都是做得非常好。
And also because you the market is in a bidding way, so Truss Power is always doing a good job in the market power market demand investigation, and also the information about the competitors.
对，就是说，去年我们为什么就没有出现这么好的一个，就跟去年相比，我们今年的策略有什么变化，导致我们的优势有这么明显的凸显出来呢？
Well, is there any change compared to that of last year that the reason for the good performance of Trustpower for the first half of this year?
这个一个呢，是因为今年其他几家电厂这个机组这个废停比较多。检修多，所以我们有这个增发电量的这个条件。
First is that for the first half of this year, the Trustpower's competitors have stopped their capacities for the maintenance, so we have the advantage to make more power generation.
另外一个原因呢，新加坡今年上半年的燃气供应比较紧张，那么我们有两台燃油机组，所以在这个时候呢，能够多发电。
And also for the first half of this year, in Singapore markets, gas supply is very tight. So because we have two oil-fired generator units, so this is also our advantage.
好的，谢谢。
下一位提问者是来自 Morgan Stanley 的侯晶。你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
喂，你好，管理层，我有三个问题。第一个问题是就。想问一下我们公司第二季度的那个单位燃料成本的增是多少，然后增长是多少，然后还有那个公司对那个全年的燃料成本增长的比例的一个预期。第二个问题是想知道今明两年就是我们公司那个新增装机的增长的目标是多少，然后其中就是火电风电还有那个水电各占多少。然后第三个问题想问一下，就是上半年的那个我们那个火电机组的利用小时，以及第二季度火电机组利用小时以及同期的增长的比例，还有就是全年利用小时的预期，谢谢。
Well, I have three questions. First is, could you talk about the unit fuel cost for the second quarter and also the growth rate?And also the whole year's target of the unit fuel cost in growth rate. And the second one is, could you please talk about the newly added capacity plan for this year and next year, and also the breakdown of this newly expansion, for example, how much for the coal-fired and also the wind and also the hydro. And the third question is, could you please talk about the utilization hours for the second quarter and the first half of this year, and also the whole year's target.
第二个问题一会儿由林总来回答，第三个问题由高总来回答。我先回答你第一个问题，这个一季度的单位燃料成本是260.27元，二季度单位燃料成本是267.05元，环比增加了2.61%。
For the unit fuel cost, the first quarter was 260.27 RMB.Per kilowatt hour, per megawatt hours, and for the second quarter it was 267.05 RMB per megawatt hours, increased 2.41% quarter on quarter.
今明两年啊，公司呢将保持一定规模的发展的速度啊和规模，今年呢，预计呢新增的装机的这个容量呢，大数呢可能在700万左右，其中呢将近20%，超过15%，接近20%是洁净能源，包括刚才我提到的北京高碑店二期的923,000的燃机，还有一些其他风电和水电项目。明年呢，公司预计初步估计新增装机的容量也会在500万上下。其中呢，也有10%-20%呢是天然气发电和水电及风电。
Well, in the following years, we're going to maintain a stable development in terms of the new project. For this year, our whole year's target of newly added capacity is going to be 7,000 megawatts, and among this, about 15%-20% will be the clean energy. This is including the gas fired in the Beijing cogeneration, about 923 megawatts, and also some gas and wind power and hydropower. For next year, it's our whole year's target of the newly capacity will be 5,000 megawatts, and also among this, about 10 to 20% will be clean energy, including the gas and wind and hydro.
公司的上半年的利用小时数呢是2752小时，第二季度是1390小时。
For the first half of years, our utilization hours was 2,752 hours, and for the second quarter, it was 1,390 hours.
上半年同比去年的同期呢是增加140小时。二季度是同比增加80小时
and increased 140 hours compared to the first half year of last year, and increased 80 hours for the second quarter compared to that of last year.
全年的利用小时呢，预期是要比年初的预算呢要有所增加。
And our whole year's target of utilization hours may be a little bit more than the original target of the whole year's.
下一位提问者是来自 JP Morgan 的简真华，你好，您可以提问了，谢谢。
管理层你们好，我是简真华，摩根大通证券的。其实有很多问题，其实其他的分析员已经问了，反正我想请教两个问题。第一个问题是想请教一下，就是第一季度跟第二季度的哪一个的市场煤跟哪个合同煤的哪一个的价格分别是多少？另外一个呢，想请教一下，就是平均的你们今年的哪一个，就是上半年哪个平均的哪个贷款的 interest rate 大概是多少？跟上年比较，大概是增加了多少？最后一个问题想请教一下，就是刚才提到的很多的玉环啊、石洞口啊和哪一些的燃气的电厂，您说的哪个利润是哪个净利润，还是说是哪个营业利润呢？谢谢。
你好，那个第二个问题，请您再重复一下好吗？
第二个问题就是有关哪一个平均的哪一个的贷款的利率，那个 interest rate 哪一个，就是今年上半年跟去年来比，大概是增加多少？
好，谢谢。We have three questions. The first is, could you talk about the spot market price and the contract call price for the first quarter and the second quarter separately? Second one is, could you please provide us the average interest rates for the first half of this year, and also the comparison with that of last year? And the third question is, you just mentioned about the profit for the Yuhuan and Shidongko power plant. Is this the net profit or is the operating income?
这个第一问题由李总回答。
我回答你的问题，就是关于第一个问题啊，就是第一季度，我们的燃料的合同价格，是579块。第上半年是583块，那么计划煤的价格呢，应该说我们全年的重点合同全年签订完了以后，应该说一季度和上半年没什么变化。
For the coal price, for the first quarter, our contract coal price was 579 RMB per ton, and for the first half of this year, it was 583 RMB per ton.
第二个问题呢，就是上半
市场煤的情况下。
第二个问题呢，就是关于那个海运的价格问题。海运价格一到六月份的海运价格是58.3，跟同比呢涨了3.1。
For the sea shipper freight rate for the first half of this year was 58.3 RMB and 3.1 RMB increased growth rate compared to that of last year. For the spot market price, it was 672.42 RMB per ton for the first quarter and 662 RMB per ton for the first half of this year. By the end of 30th of June in this year, our average loan interest rate was 5.16%, and compared to the 4.5% at the earlier of this year.
刚才你问的这几个电厂的利润都是税前利润。
And the profit for the Yuhuan and Shidongguo power plant is the earnings before tax.
好，谢谢。
大家好，由于时间关系， 今天的问答环节已经结束，请大家有什么问题的可以联系主办方进行解答。感谢大家参加今天的会议，谢谢大家对公司的关注，谢谢。
And thank you very much for attention on our company.